every now and then we drive up to the gravel pit because you see like a white light that's just like a dot, sort of just fly straight up and jerk back and forth and drop back down. That's where it was going to go, but sort of got sidetracked by the flash.
It's just a lot of fun to camp out and look to see what you can find. And I saw a little something. I don't know what it was, but it was a white light that was moving back and forth, left from east to west, north and south, up and down, every six directions, very quickly. And I haven't a clue what it could be. So it was just really interesting.
My name is Joe Poisson. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I've lived there since September of 1995. And in April of 1996, my father and I decided to come out here for a night. And we were located at what's called the Black Mailbox, which is just basically a little area marker so you know where you are in the scheme of things as compared to Area 51. And you can't really see it from there. There's a bunch of mountains in the way, but I was driving along and I kept looking over, hoping to see something, and I saw a blue light shoot up into the air. In comparison to the mountains, it was about four times higher than the mountain was. It shot up and then curved back down and did a very curvy downslide, I would have to say. And the whole thing took about four or five seconds. And there was, I know aircraft and no helicopter can move like that. Flares don't have independent movement such as that, plus they're also a different color. And it also couldn't have been, there was no sound either. Even though I knew are actually about 8 miles away from it, there was no sound even after it happened, after the effect.
Well, he just drives up to the mailbox because that's where usually the best spot to see the lights from the test site. And just on the side of the road, just like flashed behind the mountains. It was like big old white light. It wasn't lightning because there wasn't no clouds. Couldn't be no storm. Drew down the road a little bit farther, just flashed again. So instead of driving to the mailbox, we just sort of cut down by the mountains. See if we can see anything. Just see a little flash, but there isn't nothing back there. Drove around, nothing to see.
That was my first experience. My second experience, I saw a flashing light that would blink for a few times in one location, and a few seconds later, another flashing light would blink in another location several miles away, and would blink, and then would shut off, and then we'd see a blink somewhere else. I don't know if it was the same light, but we'd like to believe so.
We love things like Star Trek and X-Files, so because it's a really neat idea to believe that we're not the only ones in the universe, and I don't know, maybe, gosh, I don't know, it's just immense, what could be out there